Attorneys for John Hinckley Jr. this week asked a federal judge to allow him to make an unsupervised trip away from the psychiatric hospital where he has lived for 20 years. He wants to visit his parents. In 1982, Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity after attempting to assassinate President Ronald Reagan. Elise Spiegel reports that if Hinckley had committed the same act in more recent times, his request to leave the hospital might not be before the court at all.
On December 31, 1980, 3 months before his attempted assassination of President Ronald Reagan, John Hinckley Jr. filled a glass with peach brandy and settled in for a nice quiet chat with his tape recorder. On this tape, he spoke of his overpowering love for Jodie Foster and also about his own rather fragile state of mind.
I'm under psychiatric treatment, which I don't know how much good it's doing. I don't feel any better now than I did when I started.
In 1982, at the trial of John Hinckley, this tape was used along with several of Hinckley's poems, including "I Own an Inexpensive Gun," "Guns Are Lovable," "Guns Are Fun," "Are You Lucky Enough to Own One?" which helped convince a jury that John Hinckley was not guilty by virtue of insanity. This verdict enraged the public, and as a result, Congress immediately put the entire concept of the insanity defense itself on trial. Michael Perlin has written extensively about the insanity defense.
Within days, there were literally dozens of pieces of legislation introduced either to abolish the insanity defense entirely or to reduce it drastically.
38 states reformed their laws. For example, when John Hinckley was tried, prosecutors had to demonstrate that defendants not only understood the difference between right and wrong, but that they had an emotional appreciation of this difference. Again, Michael Perlin.
I mean, there are people who may know, for instance, that it's wrong to kill other people. But I am doing this to save us from the Klingon Empire. He knows he's shooting somebody. He knows that murder is against the statutes of whatever state he's in. But he can't appreciate its wrongfulness because his mental illness is so powerful, he believes he is doing this to save humanity.
But after John Hinckley, the new law said that the ability to differentiate right from wrong was enough by itself to convict a defendant of a criminal act. According to psychiatrist William Carpenter, who testified at Hinckley's trial, Hinckley would not have qualified as legally insane under this standard.
If you ask him, is it a crime to shoot someone, he would know that's a crime. Ask him, was it wrong for him to be doing what he was doing? He would not believe it to be wrong because he was compelled by the delusional systems he had.
In his case, the importance of proving his love for Jodie Foster. Had John Hinckley been tried after John Hinckley, the U.S. District Court would not now face the question of whether or not Hinckley should be permitted unsupervised visits with his parents. Both William Carpenter and Michael Perlin think that Hinckley would not have qualified as legally insane and would therefore have been convicted as a criminal. But as Michael Perlin points out, this might not have meant that he couldn't see his parents.
I would assume that Hinckley would have been given a sentence, probably of at the very least, of 15, 20 years in prison. It's now been 22 years since he shot Reagan. It was March 30th of 1981. So I would think he'd probably be out of prison.
John Hinckley might have been able to visit his family after all. For NPR News, this is Elise Spiegel in Washington.